Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It's time for your favorite show. The Weekend Report is on the radio.
Yes, indeed. The Weekend Report is on your radio, and we appreciate you listening to it. Tony Colombo here with Chris Arps.
You're both in the studio at the same time.
Right? This is the first time in a month, at least.
I feel complete.
5 weeks.
I feel complete.
That's incredible.
Since September.
I missed one of those.
It's nice hearing your voice in person.
Three, four.
Carl would keep record of it. You know, I had business to do, man. Yeah. I had things going on, but
Carl never missed. He was here the whole time.
I'm the only through line. Yeah.
You are the only one that's here.
I appreciate Virginia Cruda and Mike Ferguson stepping in for me. And
they did a great job.
And Becky was in for you and Tim Jones.
Yeah, last week.
It takes two people to replace you, Tony.
Yeah, 1 week ago today, I was standing in Hollywood Studios.
With a goofy hat on.
Helping me out.
Pluto hat. A Pluto hat.
But he didn't ride the Millennium Falcon ride. The only thing worth doing in Hollywood Studios right now.
I don't know. Toy Story Land's pretty cool.
It is.
It's pretty cool.
Did you do the Slinky Dog?
I did. Yeah. I did.
You didn't do the alien thing. That's a kiddie ride.
I didn't do the alien thing. Toy Story Mania, we do.
Well, you have to do
that's
that.
That's so good. Slinky Dog.
Just can't get into Disney.
You'd like the Slinky Dog.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. You'd like it.
It's probably lame.
It is not.
It's not as lame as you.
Damn. Welcome back.
Boy, yeah, welcome back.
Not as lame as your face.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You missed a lot.
We could talk about our vacations, but there's too much to talk about
right now.
There's a lot happening.
Country's in peril.
Crazy world. We have a big show for you. In the next segment, we're going to talk to Dr. Randy Tobler, of course, the host of the Randy Tobler Show. He's going to put in a little bonus time today. Of course, his show is every Saturday morning, so he was on a little bit earlier.
I worked that show.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I've been here all day.
There you go. So Doc is going to come back on, and we're going to talk to him about some of these things happening. I want to especially get his thoughts on the whole impeachment process. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you're listening to that. Also, I'm always talking about the radio.com app, which is a great way to listen to this radio station. If you are listening on your phone, your device, the app is fantastic. And it's
or on
free.
Alexa now, too.
Yeah, there you go. And you just turned a whole bunch of them on.
Yes, I did.
If you download the radio.com app, it's free. All you have to do is favorite the radio station, and then you have access to everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can download all the podcasts from all the shows here, including the Weekend Report, again, free. And now we have a really cool Radio Rewind feature where you can be listening to live radio. And you can rewind, just like you were watching your DVR at home on
television. You can go back and listen to 2A Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, right now.
That you were just on.
Yeah, right now. You can just rewind it. If you're listening to the app, you can rewind, I think, up to 24 hours. So if you hear an interview or something and you just want to quickly rewind or somebody just said something that you missed and you want to just quickly rewind, you can do it now on our app. Yeah, it's very, very cool stuff. And if you happen to be, you know, they've got the little 15-second rewind button that you can kind of go both ways with. So if you're listening in the past a little bit, you can forward 15 seconds or you can rewind 15 seconds. Or you can just take that little thing like you're watching a YouTube video and just drag the little bar back and forth and listen to whatever you want. So really cool stuff, really cool update to the radio.com app and the gentleman who runs all of our websites here at the radio station, Eric Sykes, he's going to join us to talk a little bit more about the new features on the app. And in the next hour, Skip Weber will be here. Trish Gazelle from 102.5 will be here.
Like
and we'll
normal.
Have a brand new edition of the Weird News Challenge.
That you are in charge of for the first time in a long time.
I know. And it's all written and ready to go. And I'm looking forward to the Weird News Challenge in the second hour. So we've got a packed show. We've got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Chris, let's start with, we'll get Randy Tolbert's thoughts about this in a minute, but what are your thoughts on officially the beginning of an impeachment probe after the vote that we saw this week?
Well, I believe that the I believe that the
you can go back 15 seconds
yeah,
and hear
there
that.
You go.
I believe that the House
hear
Democrats
hear that as many times as you want.
I think Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats took this action because of two reasons. I think the Republicans saying that this process was unfair, that it was behind closed doors, that the president wasn't being afforded the same remedies that other past presidents have wasn't unfair, and I think that pressure made them give in. I also think a few polls came out saying that impeachment is not playing well in states that Donald Trump did not win a whole lot by. Also, moderates are not in favor of impeachment. So I think the Democrats looked at those two instances and said, we've got to make this more formal. Making it more formal also means that the inquiry will be on television, and so they can do the Watergate trial-looking episodes where damaging testimony would
be
sent live.
We weren't alive when that was going on.
I was. I watched it. I watched the hearings. Trust me. That's what got me into politics. And so I think that's what they're aiming to. They think that will convince the American public if these hearings are on television in a Watergate-style hearing.
Do you think the general public... You know, sometimes it's hard for me, at least, and maybe for you guys as well, to get a true grasp on what the general United States voter citizen is thinking when they're watching all this, because we see it every day. Yeah. We're so deep in it. And, you know, I have to remind myself that not everybody's getting all this information every day that we are and looking into it as much. So when I am talking about this impeachment process and looking at it, I think it's a freaking joke.
Right.
I think it's illegitimate. I don't think they have nearly the proof. I think to raise this to a level that we've only seen done three other times in the history of our nation is it's quite frankly sad, and it's, I think, damaging.
Sure.
But I imagine there are millions and millions of Americans out there that assume that this is as serious as Watergate, as you just mentioned. You know, in the other times that we've seen an impeachment process in our history, do you think that the general public thinks that this is as illegitimate as maybe I do, or do you think that they think, well, man, they wouldn't even be able, like, I'm sure they couldn't just do this just because they don't like them. There must be something
there. The polls that I have seen, the Democrats have been very effective at painting the narrative that basically the president engaged in a quid pro quo to investigate Joe Biden's son. That's the only narrative that has been able to get out, because President Trump hasn't had anybody to refute that in these closed door hearings. So, and they're leaking selective information. So the polls that I've seen, and people are kind of leaning towards investigating him, but it's still a leap when it comes to impeaching and reaching him for office. I think it's effective in that way. But as I've said on Facebook this week, we have an inspector general report that's coming out that's investigating the Justice Department under Obama on how all of this Russian investigation started. And now you have the Attorney General Barr, who's investigating this also. He announced that this is now a criminal inquiry. So I think once that information gets out and it counters the Democrats' narrative that, hey, he did a quid pro quo, and the public can see both sides, I think they'll weigh that, and a lot of people will come to the same conclusion that you and I have come to, that this is a sham.
I want to get through as many issues as we can before we
talk too much?
No, not at all.
Carl, is that what he's saying?
No, it's not. I want to get... No,
you had a whole week
to
yourself.
I know.
I want to dig into these issues as deeply as we can, but I don't want to leave anything out either. So, you know, we were talking a minute ago how I was in Disney World last weekend, and I called into the show last Saturday, and then... that was our last day there, and you know, a few hours after we were on the phone, it was early Sunday morning. I'm driving home from Orlando, 14 hours in the car, and all of a sudden I get this this news alert about the American forces killing the ISIS leader al-Baghdadi. What were your thoughts last, I guess that was Sunday morning, right? Yep. Right at, the day after we were on
the
air.
Well, he tweeted the night before, something big has just happened.
So I'll tell you exactly what my thoughts are. Mm-hmm. My thoughts came to the movie Liam Neeson is in, where he told the guy on the phone,
Take
I will find you.
Yeah, I have a particularly particular set of skills.
Yeah, and that's what I thought of when I was thinking of al-Baghdadi. He's like, you know, there's nowhere you guys can really run, in caves or whatever. We're going to eventually get you. I think this is a great thing for Trump, a great thing for the country, the military, that
Me
they
too.
Got him. But these people are like roaches. And you kill two or three and seven others come out to take their place. But I think that the president destroying their leader and also, I don't know if it's true or not, but saying that the guy whimpered like a crybaby and went out like a coward demoralizes,
I
think, them in a certain
sense. I think that's great because, you know, that the way that those ISIS leaders run that organization with fear and the power that they have over their people. You know, they look at these people as sometimes literally gods.
Yeah.
They look at them with that they have divine power. And when you can show somebody that this person who has said that they are, that they've been touched by the hand of God and they're righteous and they have power and they are, and you can show them sniveling on the ground, begging for their lives, and I think that hurts down the line. Yeah. That damages their credibility, and hopefully does some damage to the organization internally.
Baghdadi claimed that he could trace his lineage to the same tribe that Muhammad came from,
right?
And that's why he was revered by them, because he came from that divine tribe.
Unfortunately, of course, that story immediately shifted off of what a great military operation and how good this was for the safety of the world into the announcement was handled poorly, and the president used language that maybe he shouldn't have used, and you know, then Washington Post is putting out headlines that they have to change, and the whole thing became political.
Yeah.
What was your? Were you okay with the way the president made the announcement?
And you forgot one other thing too. Nancy and Chuck got dissed and didn't get a notice, and the president kind of gave the kind of impression that we didn't want to tell them because they'd leak it somehow and put American troops in danger.
Yeah.
So
Well,
I don't blame him for that. I mean, they're trying to impeach me, but I'm not going to let you all know. And I don't.
What do you think of the announcement?
Them.
Was the announcement inappropriate in any way? In your
not that I know of. I think it was. And I told Becky this, and later it was reported. I was saying that the president is giving a lot more detail than usually you see in these type of instances. You know, I was like, wow, you usually don't hear that much detail, but. And I think that's good.
But that's just the way he talks.
Yeah, the American people needed to hear that. I mean, you have to worry about giving away methods and procedures and all that to the enemy. I understand that. But I think it's refreshing in that instance for the American public to hear details of a military operation that they usually wouldn't hear.
I want people to know that in a little bit later on the show, we're going to have another chance to do some more weekend review and to do some more stories. And I want to dive in a little bit later on to some of the more local stories that are happening. But I want to get to this one before we run out of time, one more national story that I've heard nowhere. I've not heard this covered anywhere.
Carl's Twitter poll?
Michelle Obama. No, we'll get to
that in a minute.
We'll get to that later, too. I promise. Michelle Obama made the comment this week that whites are still running from minorities. She was speaking at the Obama Foundation Summit at the Illinois Institute of Technology in Chicago. She told a story about white neighbors moving out when her family moved in to a house when she was younger. And then she said, quote, "I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us and you're still running. I can't make people not afraid of black people. I can't explain what's happening in your head, but maybe if I show up and I keep being a wonderful person, maybe, just maybe, that will pick away at the scabs of discrimination." I'll save mine for a second. What is your reaction?
Okay.
What's your reaction to that?
That may surprise you, but I agree with certain segments of that, what she's saying. Tony, you and I grew up in North County.
Where are the white folks in North County?
Where am I?
Well, you are one of the rare. You're one of the rare that stay, but majority of people have moved out of North County
because of crime and things of that nature. Isn't this painting with a broad brush? Because as a white person who's grown up in North County and in Florissant and has been there forever, and I still see many, many, many of my white neighbors
that have been there for
decades, but there are many, many that are still there. This a statement like this, what I find absolutely insulting about a statement like this is that it paints everybody with the – it's a broad brush stereotype type statement. That is exactly what black people have been fighting against for so many years. And so making that statement doesn't bring us anywhere closer to equality. All it does is continue to try to sow the seeds of division and paint, the
she
two races against
each other. She could have
made
it in a more diplomatic way, but I will still go back to Tony, look at North County. When I went to Hazel Central, it was about 90%. White, 10% black. Now it is the exact opposite. White people have fled North County in droves. And I don't think it's all because of better economic circumstances in St. Charles County.
Now I'm mad at you too. All right, we got to take a break. Dr. Randy Tobler joins us next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Week in Report, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to The Weekend Report, 97.1 FM Talk, Tony Colombo, Chris Arps, and Carl Middleman in studio, and as I mentioned in the last segment, joining us now on the phone, the good doctor from the Randy Tolber Show. You heard him earlier this morning, he's putting in a little overtime today for us. Dr. Randy Tolber joins us. Doc, great to talk with you. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. How's it going, man?
I can't complain. It's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up, and of course that means that in this news cycle you go a few weeks or a couple months without talking to each other and the whole world has changed.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the pace of change is unbelievable. The news cycle is not 24 hours now. It's like 24 seconds,
No kidding. It's nuts. And of course this week the big story is the vote on impeachment to finally make that process official. It's been a while, like I said, since we talked to you. So just give me your overall thoughts on where we stand in this whole process right now.
Well, one place I stand is I think Chris Wallace is now becoming a declared never-Trumper. That's for sure. Fox News is Chris Wallace. I don't know if you heard his comments the other day ahead of the vote, but and yesterday, the vote gave him goosebumps, and I thought, wow, he's going to have his comeuppance with Trump, I think, because of some of the things Trump has said. I find the media play around this fascinating, and it's how even the media has taken sides in the trenches. Like, I'm talking World War I trenches with razor wire in between them. And it's just amazing to watch. No, but I've read the resolution of both the Clinton impeachment inquiry and the one passed yesterday. And it's funny, last night on Fox News, Julian Epstein, who was involved in the Clinton impeachment, he was counsel for the Clinton side, was saying to, it was a back and forth, a pro and a con, and I think it was on Shannon Bream's show. And he was saying the texts are almost identical. And while they're close, they're not identical. There's this whole issue of whether or not, and it's solely up to the purview of Adam, as Trump says, Shifty Schiff, who is a key witness himself. He should be, and he should recuse himself. That's another story. But the whole question is, is he going to release the transcripts from these depositions? And I don't know whether that's going to happen, but if that doesn't happen, it changes the whole ballgame because, as in the Clinton impeachment inquiry, and the devil really is in the details, the resolution does allow the minority member of the Intelligence Committee to, within 72 hours in writing, request certain witnesses. It's 72 hours of a hearing announcement. But then what happens if Schiff doesn't agree, then the decision on whether in this case, the Republican witness can come to the and be subpoenaed is up to the committee. Well, you know how that's going to go, because the committee is dominated by Democrats, and, of course, they have the votes. So this will not be conducted in the spirit of either the Clinton or the Nixon impeachment inquiry. We know that. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's clear that the cake is already baked, and he will be impeached by the Democrats. And then it'll become a matter of political opinion as to what happens and whether, you know, if or not the Senate convicts him. I don't think the Senate will. It would take an awful lot of shift in popular opinion, I think, for enough senators to peel off to convict him. And so at that point, it'll really be an election matter. Is an impeached president wounded enough to get enough suburban females, because those are where I think the potential opportunity is for Democrats, to peel off from the 2016 election base? And at the same time, will a fired up flyover country election base from 2016 be able to overcome whatever's peeled off by the Elizabeth Warren mm-hmm. move? And I actually think it could be a net plus, Tony, for Trump if he is impeached and not convicted, which is, I think, the way it'll probably go.
Yeah, I could definitely see it playing out that way. Before, I want to get into some of the details here in a second, but before that, something that you keep hearing, you know, one of the lines that's repeated over and over is that this is the, you know, three times in 250 years, three times in American history that this has happened before this one, and how rare this is. My fear is that we've opened Pandora's box, because the other three, you know, there was more legitimate circumstances surrounding what was going on. Now, this one is, in my view, very much a, we don't like this guy, so let's just do this because we don't like him, and we have other people that don't like him. Brian Kilmeade, I heard earlier this week, saying that that a lesson was being learned by the government, and they will, after this, they'll know that they can never do this again because of how embarrassing and what a terrible process. I don't think Congress is learning any lesson whatsoever. I hope he's right and I'm wrong. What do you think? Have we opened Pandora's box, and now it was three in 250 years, and we'll probably see three more in the next 15 years?
I'm throwing in with Colombo on this one, because history would tell us that if you just look at the nuclear option, I mean, there was a nuclear option for federal judges exercised by Harry Reid when the Dems had the Senate.
Yeah,
and,
great point.
Mitch McConnell said, I'll see you one and I'll raise you one. Yep. And now it's the Supreme Court justices that can be confirmed by a 50%, yep. You know, a 50% plus one. And so, I think that they're just going to, it's going to get uglier and uglier. And my hope, Tony, and this has really been a theme I've talked about for years, it's just a shame those guys in D.C. don't hear the program. I don't know what's wrong with them. Well, no, they don't want to hear the program. It's a shame that voters across the country don't hear the program, because when are America, I don't think we can depend. I think it's the proof is in the pudding. We can't depend on politicians to either be honest with us or act in our best interest. We can also depend on politicians, and I would say this of all political stripes, their chief, only, solely, eat, sleep, and, you know, bodily function goal in life is to get reelected, right? And that means to accumulate power. And when are Americans, I really hold the American electorate responsible for the pathology in D.C., and you'll say, Randy, what do you mean? It's the yahoos up in D.C. No, it's us. We're not engaged, and I don't mean you and Chris and me and Mark and Dave and Annie. I'm not talking about that, and Brian, and, you know, folks who are in it, we get it. We get that small government, right, free markets, and a very healthy suspicion of centralization of power is what created the greatest society and constitution that the planet's ever seen. There's not enough of us that are engaged at this point to realize that. And so people continue to say things like, and this includes Republicans and people who claim to be conservatives, I wish they would just stop this impeachment thing and start doing our business. No, I'm happier than a kid in a candy shop on Halloween night that they're thinking about this and they're not doing the business, because whenever they meddle at a central level, they screw it up. Witness Obamacare. Witness the Department of Education. Witness the Department of Health and Human Services. Do I need to go further? I mean, to me, the dysfunction is so crazy, and I believe with you, it's going to go worse. It's just going to get worse and worse, and you're going to see back and forth impulsive political moves like this impeachment or the nuclear option, God knows what other, they can create the rules as they go, which is fine. That's fine. Let them do that. Why do we invest the power in them? Why don't we reel it back, along with our money, by the way, to the states and the municipalities and the cities? And until the American electorate gets that and says, no, Elizabeth, I don't want your housing. No, George Bush, I don't want compassionate conservatism from the federal level. God bless George Bush, but that was a huge mistake. And get back to the 18 enumerated powers in the Constitution and start holding our state and local legislators at arm's length, who we have much more control and much more influence over. I don't think much is going to change, Tony. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to change.
Dr. Tobler, Chris Arps, thank you again for doing double duty this Saturday. I want to get you...
Anything for you. And you know what? it's easy to do double duty when I'm on with Tony and Chris.
Excellent, excellent. I appreciate that. I want to get your thoughts on this explosive investigation by Real Politics, Real Clear Investigations, that the media is basically ignoring, that they have outed the so-called whistleblower. And some of the facts that have come out on the whistleblower is that he worked for Joe Biden, that he also worked in 2016 for the DNC and opposition research against the Trump campaign. And he was fired from the Trump White House for leaking materials to the media. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, look, as far as I am aware, there is no guaranteed protection for whistleblowers. It's implied, but it's not guaranteed. Secondly, we know that in general, whistleblowers are going to be axe grinders, right? Mm-hmm. And so why, again, this is going to come down to public opinion on the way this whole thing goes, right? And it could influence the Senate to convict an impeached president. I don't think so. But the next opportunity is for the public, through their opinion, to go to the ballot box and either resoundingly reelect Donald Trump or an alternate next year, an alternative. But I think that certainly people that look at this sensibly with a clear mind would say, hey, this guy, along with, by the way, the esteemed general from the Ukraine who was consulting with the Ukraine, and all the other members of the deep state Obama holdovers, everything that they say and testify to and whistleblow about has to be taken with a huge grain of salt, right? So much that it'll give you high blood pressure, you might have a stroke, that much salt. And so I think the American public might be smart enough, if the GOP messaging is savvy enough, and you notice they just hired Tony Saya, to lead the impeachment messaging. I think that there's a possibility that, in fact, that's where the screw can turn in Trump's favor, if the messaging is such to point out to people what's been reported. And to me, the name is not important, mm-hmm. whether or not that comes out and is confirmed. But I agree with you. I mean, there's no doubt about it. This is a jaded whistleblow. It was not run through the right the ringer. And who was it, by the way, that allowed secondhand whistleblowing to occur? I mean, who in the deep state enabled that one?
Exactly.
What kind of collusion was going on there? That's where I'm interested on this whole thing leading us to.
Let's switch quickly to the political race. You know, at the beginning of this process, the Democrats, it seemed, were going to make health care a part of the campaign. Each of them were talking about Medicare for all and that there's not enough access. But it doesn't seem to be an issue that's really sticking. What's your opinion on that?
I think as we move into the election season, that it heats up, starting with Iowa, and after the first year when people are done with their holiday celebration, I think you're going to see that really rise to the top. I think you're going to see these entitlement promises, again, because of a disengaged, uninformed, and historically naive electorate. I think there's some possibility that that's going to get a lot of mileage for the Democrats, even the crazy Democrats. Elizabeth Warren comes out with a more refined plan now, or a more well-defined plan. What, $52 trillion now she's admitting to?
she's not going to raise
taxes
on the middle class.
Though, yeah, not raising taxes.
No, but she's going to come in, and then the guys in the black trench coats are going to come in and look at your house. And if you got, if you got a Centauri, a Browning Centauri in your, or a nice piece of artwork on your wall, watch out, because you're going to get taxed, right? I mean, that's not worked out very well.
No kidding.
But I think that people are so desperate for some savings in their health care plan, and I understand that. We talked about it again this morning. We talk about it every week. Every week it's about health care in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that our health care system doesn't need reform, but it doesn't need more government involvement. In fact, it needs less government involvement, more hands-off from the government. And let professionals figure out, along with their clients, patients, figure out how to do this, because it could be delivered, healthcare could be delivered 30 or 40% cheaper if it were allowed to be unregulated rather than more regulation. And you know that's also an unstated part of any Democrat plan. How are they going to control costs? They're going to fix prices, and they're going to regulate more. And that's going to translate to worse patient care. Whether the voices in the wilderness like Randy Tobler and others who know what will happen, because we've already seen that creep in under Obamacare and previous regulations, I don't know. I think the key is going to be about messaging. Who's going to be better at dominating the messaging through social media, mainstream media, broadcast, print, everything else?
I'll put my money on Donald Trump.
Yeah. Only about a minute.
I do, too. Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I can't wait to hear him. There's talk about the fireside chat and reading the transcription. I'd love to see that. That's going to be it. I'm going to make a popcorn and a nice tall glass of scotch on that one.
Less than a minute to go, Randy Tobler. What do you think about the where we're at on this Democratic primary side? Who's the front runner? Who's the legitimate candidates still left that have a shot at actually winning the nomination?
I think it'll probably be either Warren or Buttigieg, or maybe Warren and Buttigieg, or Buttigieg and Warren. Take your pick in terms of which order. I really think that there's possibility that they're going to elect a radical duo like that, and I'm saying bring it on, because you'll see a landslide for Donald Trump, especially if he's impeached unfairly.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Randy Tobler, The Randy Tobler Show, every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. We appreciate your time, sir, and we hope to have you back real soon.
Always enjoy it. Talk to you later.
You bet. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Plenty more Weekend Report to go. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Cause I knew if I went first, you'd probably do the same. Nothing ventured is nothing gained. Your loss was the whole world's pain. And I miss you.
I don't know, man.
I timed the jump perfectly, too.
I think the jump was early.
Oh, David Lee Roth would have been proud.
No, I think the jump was early.
You don't think?
You timed the
No, I came right
the air
down
guitar
on the
note good, but I don't think the jump was early.
I know. Eric saw me. Eric's with me
I
on
did,
that one.
Yeah. There are no other witnesses. Yeah. Anymore, so taking your word for it.
Welcome back to the Weekend Report, 97.1 FM Talk. Chris Arps, Carl Middleman, Tony Colombo in studio, and now Eric Sykes joins us. I mentioned earlier, Eric is our digital leader here at
what's your official
station.
Title, Eric?
I think it's now digital leader.
Digital leader, I like that.
I can get behind that, and I demand everyone call me that now.
That'd be a great group name for a group, digital leader.
Yeah. Digital Eric, content manager.
Digital content manager for the radio station, and in fact, the whole group of radio stations here at Intercom. And I wanted to, you know, you guys hear me talk about the radio.com app all the time, and we've made some updates to that app, which is already a fantastic way to listen to the radio station and download our podcast and everything. So I asked Eric to come in here to talk about that. But first, before we go there,
wait a minute,
something just happened off the air that I have to address. We were in a conversation, doesn't matter how the conversation started. We said the word.
It was about Eric, it was about trenching.
Yeah, yes, Eric doing some very impressive housework.
He's got a career after this. This radio content thing doesn't work out.
We're talking about, I talked about how much I enjoyed that stuff and learning how to do that sort of thing. And I mentioned that I had to cut some marble for a backsplash a couple of months ago. And Chris Arps didn't know what a backsplash was.
Never heard of that term in my life.
In fact, you said... You thought that a backsplash was the spit that goes back into...
That's what I thought. I was like, hey, don't put any backsplash in that drink.
That's backwash. No,
that's not
my kid backsplashes all the time.
Backsplash. I knew there was a back somewhere.
But then he did realize that he has a glass backsplash. Yes.
And in other
kitchen.
Areas, we do have the tile, but I've never heard that called before. I thought it was just the tile wall.
It saves your drywall and your wallpaper.
Right. Yeah. You don't usually see a sink with just the regular drywall behind it. There's always tile or glass or marble or something that's easily like wiped because, like Carl said, it protects your wall.
And you know
and
you
that's
just
the backsplash.
So you
the...
just helped someone else who didn't know what that was either.
No, there's that's nobody else. The there's nobody else who didn't know what that was.
So on the weekend report, you get home improvement techniques and verbiage. You get politics. Eric, when we get after his segment, we can talk about the trench that he dug. And that was very impressive.
Yeah. Right at home with Rich has nothing on the weekend.
Plus, Tony, you got to give him his full due because his office is up there with the big shots.
I know.
So
he's a big shot. He's the digital leader.
You have to give him his full due.
He's digital leader.
His office is with the big shots.
That's big time.
If I lose the office, I have work in the trades.
There you go. He's ready to be an electrician.
Anyone hiring?
So the radio.com app, I talk about it every week. It's the best way, I think, to stream the radio station, download our podcasts. It's available for free, Apple Store, Google Play. The app's free. Everything inside the app is free. Again, you can stream the station. You can download all the podcasts from all the shows here on the station. And now there's a new feature is it just called the Rewind feature? So talk about what you can now do with the radio.com
app. It's the Radio Rewind.
Yeah.
So I think talking about the app can be... You know, it can get mundane and repetitive and things like that. But this is actually a really, really cool function of this app, the radio.com app.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, download it now. It's
get it.
Available in all of your app stores. And make sure you favorite 97.1 because that's a good way to make sure that that station pulls up every time you open the app. You basically can now rewind radio.
It's a DVR for your radio.
So you can rewind up to 24 hours into the past.
That's awesome.
So, you know, you're listening to the Weekend Report.
Yeah.
and you want to listen to a piece of that again in the afternoon or the evening or whenever it is, up to 24 hours, you can go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was going to say, well, how do you do that?
Well, it's basically, you open up the player and you can just basically just scrub or scroll through the timeline back and forth. Okay. Up to 24 hours.
Got just it. Like you were watching a YouTube video or any other video, you know, you've got the little play bar on the bottom of the screen and you can just move it. And it's got the handy dandy little 15-second rewind or fast forward.
What did he just say?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, exactly. Tony Colombo says something that's absolutely phenomenal. And you just push this 15-second rewind button and it just... real quickly brings you back 15 seconds in time.
Wow. Because if you're like me and you try to do you try to move the little dot on the little bar, you always go way further than you mean to go, or maybe not enough. And that 15 seconds is perfect. And if you're listening a little bit in the past, you can also there's a fast forward button for 15 seconds. Now, if you're listening live, you can't fast forward.
Right. Yeah. That is true. We're working on it, though. One of these days.
That would be some technology.
Launching in 2020, so stay tuned. No, but like you said, if you go back, say you're 15 hours in the past, to get to the live portion of the station is super easy. There's a live button that you just hit and it just takes you boom right straight to live.
Right.
So.
Right. And we're of course shilling for our app like you hear everybody do, but I really think we have a lot, particularly this show. And I have another show on Saturdays, Second Amendment Radio, and we get both of these shows because of our time slot. We get a lot of podcast downloads. We get a lot of people that are listening on the app and downloading the podcast that way. And so this will affect a lot of people and I think make their listening experience a whole lot better.
Oh, I think it brings it to a new level.
Yeah.
And not to mention, there are share buttons on this app too. So you can share what's going on live inside of the radio.com app. So mm-hmm. you can share it to Twitter, share it to Facebook, send it in an email. It's really cool.
Yep. So how did the idea for this come out? Was there demand where people were saying that we would love to be able to review the shows, and somebody went in the lab and said, hey, let's figure out how to do this? Or
yeah, I think that, you know, radio.com folks, they think that they're always forward thinking. Mm-hmm. And this just sort of brings radio to another level.
Yeah.
Right? It kind of elevates us to that DVR-like function yeah. that we're all used to. Mm-hmm. Look, we all consume media differently now mm-hmm. in 2019 heading into 2020. It's crazy to think how differently we consume
yeah.
media.
It's funny to think that we're, you know, in such a relatively short amount of time, how television technology has advanced so much. But now it's almost unheard of if you happen to be somewhere where you can't rewind the television. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. like you feel like you're being robbed of
right,
something.
Yeah.
You feel like what do you mean? Like, oh, rewind that real quick. I want to see that again. Oh, I can't
do that.
Like, yeah, that if you ever yeah. find yourself in a position where that happens nowadays, you're just like mm-hmm. maybe in like a hotel room, some you know, that, and you know, and you're like you feel like what do you mean I can't rewind? You
I have that in my guest bedroom, and my wife,
yeah,
I was snoring too loud, and she went in the guest
and
bedroom,
she couldn't rewind.
And she couldn't rewind. She's like, how come I can't rewind in
right.
this room?
Right, and you get so you're just so used to mm-hmm. it now. And the fact that we've never been able to do that while listening yeah. to live radio, I think puts us back on par with that. And I think it just, again, enhances the experience of you're listening live, you hear somebody yeah. say something. How yeah, often yeah. have you been going, man, I hope they replay with that. What did that person just say?
Yeah.
You know, and hope you replay it. Well, now you just hit that 15-second back button or scroll back a little bit. You can do it yourself. Yeah.
Well, you know, Tony, we just did. I'm sorry.
Chris, no, go
we
ahead.
We just did something. Say you're a fan of the Weekend Report, and you'd never heard the Randy Tobler before, and we just had him on, and you like exactly what Randy said.
Yeah.
You can rewind
right. yeah.
the last 7 hours and go hear Randy's show.
That's right.
Because it's in that 24-hour period.
That's exactly
absolutely.
Right.
It's
absolutely.
Like TV has gone on demand. Podcasts have gone on demand. It's like radio now. Is entered
sure.
the on-demand
yep.
kind of thing now.
Yeah, I think it's the ease of access, right? So, like, we're always telling people, you know, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, download the podcast. Well, not everybody listens to podcasts, so it's mm-hmm. just one extra way
mm-hmm.
to make sure that you can listen to what you like to listen to,
right.
But you might not necessarily be near a radio.
Yeah.
Or you might be working, and you can't listen to it right when that show airs.
Mm-hmm.
So go on the app and just yeah. rewind to that show
know,
that you
I know that there
to.
Have been many times that I've been listening to an interview, you know, somebody do an interview, and it gets over with, and I'm thinking, man, that was really good. I'd like to hear that again. And if I could just right then and there rewind it back 5 or 10 minutes
yeah.
and listen to that interview or listen to a part of that interview
or
that
who
I thought
it was. Because yeah. sometimes the hosts don't say who the guest is at the end.
That's right. We do that here on the Weekend Report. So, Eric, of course, the radio.com app and then 971talk.com, our website and our social media, also great other places to get yeah. extra content that maybe people don't know about.
Absolutely. I would just stress, you know, make sure you have that app on your phone. It's mm-hmm. available in all the app stores. Really important step, though, is to push that heart button. Favorite our station.
Yeah.
Because we can.
It pops up every time.
Absolutely. And we
don't got to go digging around to try to get the station
exactly.
back up again.
And we can push stuff out to you, too. Breaking news alerts yeah. and things like that. But you got to make sure that you push that little heart button to get those notifications from your favorite station.
Good stuff. Eric Sykes, our digital leader.
Leader.
Part-time like electrician.
It. Keep it coming.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Eric, for popping by. We
no,
really appreciate
you.
It. All right, we got to take a break, but we got a whole second hour of the Weekend Report coming next. Skip Weber is coming in. Trish Gazelle from 102.5. Got a new edition of the Weird News Challenge. Also, Chris and I have got some more stories that we want to get to that you don't want to miss. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Weekend Report on 97.1 FM Talk.
It's time for your favorite show. The Weekend Report is on the radio.
Hour number two of the Weekend Report is on your radio. Thanks for listening. Tony Colombo here with Chris Arps and Carl Middleman. You missed anything in that first hour, as we mentioned at the end of the hour with Eric Sykes, our digital content manager.
Oh, I thought he was our digital leader.
I like digital leader better. The radio.com app. If you missed anything from that first hour, don't forget to download the app. It's free. Once you have it, you favorite the radio station, and then you have access to everything. You can stream the station 24/7. You can download all the podcasts from all the different shows here, and you can now take advantage of the new Radio Rewind feature, where if you're listening to live radio, you can rewind live radio up to 24 hours, which is absolutely amazing. And just another enhancement of your listening enjoyment through the radio.com app.
Just when they say radio is dead, it always innovates.
Still here.
Seriously.
We're still here.
Still here.
Yep, that's right. So got a big second hour here for you coming up in the next segment. Skip Weber and Trish Gazelle are going to be in for a new edition of the Weird News Challenge that you don't want to miss. Right now, though, I want to dive back in to another weekend review segment where we can look at some of the big stories of this past week. We started the show talking about a lot of the national issues. So again, if you missed any of that, just go on that radio.com app and either rewind it or download the podcast and make sure you check that out as we touched on all the big national stories. I want to get into some of the local stories right now. none bigger than the situation happening with St. Louis County Police Department. Sergeant
Wildhaber
passed over on 23... passed over 23 times
after he had already made sergeant.
Yeah. And he says it's because he was being discriminated against because he was gay. He said he was told by a superior officer that he would never get that promotion if he didn't tone down his gayness. What a horrible statement. I hope that didn't really happen, but unfortunately it probably did.
$20 million says it did.
Yeah.
Exactly, Carl.
So we can talk about
we can talk about the
dollar amount, which I think is the big thing that's wrong with this case. But what are your thoughts on it overall?
You know, from the reports that I read in the paper, it looked like Sergeant Wildhaber approved this case. There seemed to have been a culture within the police department that seemed to be anti-gay. There was one question of Sergeant Wildhaber being passed over for promotion because the chief found out that he may have tipped off a witness in an FBI case. That was the reason was given for one of his non-promotions. But it looks like they saw the case. Mm-hmm. Chief Belmar is now an embattled Chief Belmar, mm-hmm. and people are calling for his resignations. We saw at the St. Louis County Council on Tuesday,
yep.
two African-American activists took a knee and put the right fist up, calling for his resignation. So this is just one more black eye on St. Louis County after Steve Stenger, and I think this is something that's going to be in the news for quite a while.
John Belmar has been
Hazelwood
one
Central
of the,
graduate. Did you know that?
Yeah, and he's been – yeah, I did. And he's been one of the – you know, he's been around for years. He was there throughout the Ferguson situation, the Jason Stockley riots, you know, all the big – police situations that have happened in the area when the city and county police departments right. have come together. And he's always been sort of at least had the appearance of a very strong, mm-hmm. quiet,
above
you know,
it all
leader. Yeah, above it all. Is this the end for him, you think?
Probably. I mean, you know just how things work in this day and age. If you are the leader and you give the department or the organization that you lead gets a black eye, you have to, in these times, fall on the sword. I think Sam Page, the county executive, came out and said he's not a quitter and supports him. The business community at a luncheon said that they're supporting him. But I don't think that he'll be able to survive. The police union has called for new leadership. And I think once the black activists have a cause now, which he will be a cause, I think Chief Belmar's days as the head of the police mm-hmm. department are probably numbered.
The sergeant showed up for work the next day because decision came down. He showed up for work the next day. He's not missed work at all. He hasn't taken any time off. Hmm. He showed up for work the next day because he's still committed to the St. Louis County Police Department.
Talk about the $20 million.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But how do you measure that? I mean, we talked about this on Dave Glover's show and said, I think Tim Jones said that, you know, there may have been an initial amount, but a great deal of that may be punitive. I mean, how much money do you put on? Let me put it this way.
23 times?
Let me put it this way. If this was an African-American who said that he was discriminated against and kind of proved that he wasn't given promotions for not being promoted, because he was black, would we be arguing today? Hey, 20 million, that's a lot. I don't think a lot of people would be arguing about it.
I would. If it was a white guy, Italian named Tony Colombo, who got $20 million for losing his job, I would think
for not
that's
being
ridiculous.
For being passed over for promotions.
Here's what Dave Glover said this. Mm-hmm. Perfectly on his show earlier in the week when we were talking about this from the standpoint of a former lawyer, and we had Tim Jones on, like you mentioned, who sort of echoed those statements as well. If he was passed over, and it looks like he really was, and that is terrible, and he should be made whole. He should get a settlement for the discrimination that he suffered. But if he gets that promotion and even the next promotion and maybe even the next promotion after that and works another 20 or 30 years at the police department and has a great successful career, he's not going to have made over $20 million in that career. Dave said was he always thought that the law should make you whole. Whatever you've missed out on, you should be made whole on, because that's what you've truly lost.
Right.
And I agree with that 100%. And in fact, if you want to make it whole and then throw a little bit more on there, I'm okay with that. When we start picking numbers out of the sky, tens of millions of dollars for this and that and everything else, to me, it just makes the whole process.
Isn't that what punitive is, though?
Yeah, I think
it is.
I think it's two reasons. One, you give a huge judgment against St. Louis County to
all the citizens of St. Louis County are the ones paying that bill for the mistakes of the police department. And again, he is owed. That man is owed a settlement.
I think it's for to disincentivize future leaders of the government
around the country
or specifically in St. Louis County from ever engaging in this activity again. And two, $20 million does seem excessive, but can you really put an amount on someone who's coming into a hostile, he feels, work environment where people are saying gay slurs and things about you year after year after year? You're feeling ostracized. People are telling you. I mean, when you look at it, just how much money you're being paid and it doesn't add up, and then you think of all of that
emotional
stuff that you're going through day after day. Trust me. I remember when I first moved out to
for emotional look, damage.
I remember when I first moved out to North County.
Last segment.
This has got to be worth at least $1 million.
When I first moved out to North County, went to Drury Elementary. There were four third grade classrooms. It was me and another black girl that was
in one
there.
Of them.
In one, we weren't even in the same class. The first day of class, the white kids ridiculed me so badly, saying, "Do you comb your hair with a fork?" and just skin color. I went home begging my mother, "Please, don't make me go back to school there." So I can understand somebody really ridiculing you, and that type of stuff is really, really emotional trauma. So that's why I can imagine. Yeah, I did. So that's why I can sympathize with.
But are you owed money for that?
I'm saying in that instance where it's a job, not just going to school. Yeah, I
just said he deserves a settlement. He deserves money.
Something.
He deserves enough money to not have to work for the rest of his life.
What if they come back with $5 million?
That's not 20. $5 million would be way more reasonable. And that's still a whole bunch of money. Who is going to say, "Oh, $5 million? This man's been cheated."
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me? You know how much $5 million is?
When
you give me $5 million right now, and you'll be
after
host
lawyer
the show
and
next
taxes,
week,
you're barely taking home two.
Well, you know what? I'm sure there's an accountant.
Lawyers are taking 40%.
I'm sure there's an accountant in St. Louis County that is giving them the right number that they're going to counter.
That's okay. Right. He's still making what? What could he? The most he could be making what? $100,000, $200,000 a year?
He's still way ahead.
And again, he should be way ahead.
I don't agree.
But we're just pulling these huge dollar amounts out of the sky.
I don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle and all of that. But I can empathize with being ridiculed because of having differences and the
emotion. I can too. But that doesn't mean that we just make up numbers
and the emotional toil that takes.
I agree.
I think in order to stop that, you do
you need
very
tens of millions. Yes, of
you put very, very high damages on people so that never happens again. If he's the lucky recipient to get that $20 million to keep someone else from going through what he went through, then
don't
I don't have a problem.
Think that also incentivizes false claims?
Well, you got to prove it. I mean, this guy obviously proved it.
If you think that you even got a shot at making that much money, why not? Am I right or wrong? Does it incentivize false claims?
The justice system, what incentivizes...
Yes or no?
What incentivizes... I can say the same argument when you watch TV all day and you're like, hey, did you have asbestos? Hey, do you have an ache in your foot? I mean, it's the same thing.
I agree.
So there's
ridiculous
incentives everywhere to try to get paid through the legal system.
I agree. But I agree that that is all over the place. But I also agree that it's all wrong.
Do we want to talk about a little bit of how much of a third rail that this is behind the scenes without mentioning any names? Mm-hmm. We tried to get people from St. Louis County Police Department to come. We talked to four different people from different munis. They would not talk about this at all.
One person that I know in the law enforcement community literally said to me, and I won't say their name, of course, or even which branch
they're
in.
Right. I'm being as vague as possible.
Yeah. This person said, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way am I coming on the radio.
No one wants to comment.
To talk
you
about
know why?
Story.
And the reason they all gave? Because the officer has not commented at all, and they wanted him to make a comment on it first, and he is not saying a word.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's that same kind of macho, pro, heterosexual male mentality in the
they're afraid
police
they'll say
department
something wrong
all over. So, yeah, so, you know, who knows?
Mm-hmm. How much time do we have?
3 minutes.
All right, well, let's do this one real quick then.
All right.
This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Requests for exorcisms from the Archdiocese of St. Louis are on the rise.
Is this left over from the Glover Halloween show?
Jane Gunther, the director of spiritual renewal at the St. Louis Archdiocese, she handles requests and decides who gets passed on to one of the three priests who conduct exorcisms.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
The Catholic Church doesn't usually...
What?
For
the
years,
Exorcist,
they did not
the
talk about exorcisms.
The book, The Exorcist, is based on a case from St. Louis.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been to the Exorcist's house, but it's very interesting to hear the church openly discussing the process of exorcism.
I think it's quite a little secret.
It used to be something that they, you know, were very tight-lipped about.
I think it's a prevalent problem. Satan has been very careful, has been very good at crafting occultism into the mainstream culture. You see all types of shows, especially Fox Network, but you see all types of shows now that seem to glorify the occult and make it seem like it's no big deal.
That's been around forever.
No, but it's really prevalent now. There's shows on every network now that have that. It's very,
Evil on CBS. Yes,
it's very, very prevalent now. So I think that opens the doorway to impressionable people to engage in occult behavior and maybe playing Ouija boards and cultivating spirits or things that they don't understand, and so are seeking help to remedy that. So I'm deadly serious when I say this. That doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, seriously, there are a lot of occultic shows on television now, and it's glamorized. So it doesn't surprise me that people are
who's all serious about
I'm
something.
I'm serious, it is.
Doesn't mind picking $1 million settlements out of the sky.
But the devil's real and is getting into our broadcast.
I do think...
occultism.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that statement.
And you follow
popular
culture
and
TV. You know there's a lot of cult shows
I'm
on TV.
I'm more shocked at the fact that the church is openly
admitting
discussing about as much as they are, because it used to be something that they did not talk
about.
Well,
I tell you, but and I think it goes to where the church has been losing a lot of younger members, especially the Catholic Church. Well, and yes. Like I said, the occultism is attracting that younger generation. So maybe they see this as some type of gateway to make Catholicism more attractive to younger people, millennials.
All right, we got to take a break, but it is time for the Weird News Challenge. Skip Weber is here. Trish Gazelle from 102.5 is here. And we've got a new edition of the Weird News Challenge coming next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk. Music can only mean one thing, and that is Skip Weber.
Yes, it means only one thing. It means the fun is about to start.
It does mean the fun is about to start. Welcome back to the Weekend Report. Tony Colombo,
we're all together.
Chris Arps,
yep.
Carl Middleman, Skip Weber,
it has been a long time since this exact conglomeration of people has been in this.
Yes. Trish Gazelle from 102.5 here as well.
Bloop.
Yeah,
bloop. Getting ready. Getting ready. And I won last week, right?
No.
Carl.
I thought you did.
You came in and said, we're going to tell Skip you won.
Oh.
And I said, okay. And now you're not even going along with your own story.
Since then.
Oh, okay.
he told me originally that you won.
Yeah. Which I thought.
And I said, yeah.
Carl
I'm not surprised.
Carl was willing to give you the win on the official record books.
I said, I'm not surprised. She wins all the time. She's a really good player.
That's loyalty.
And I played it on so thick that Chris said it comes clean with the reaction.
Carl has Carl won the last two games. So
that was a hard one last week. Becky really came with the questions.
That was
there.
The Jeopardy edition of.
That was hard.
That's what I told her. Like, I said, Beck, kind of make it not so hard. Well,
I need to play the teen version.
This one,
The junior, teen Jeopardy.
The junior edition.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this one is not going to be as hard because I wasn't here last week.
Huh?
Because I was in Disney, so even though it's a few days late, I still wanted to do the Halloween edition of the Weird News Challenge. So I should have done it last week, but I wasn't here. So
no candy questions.
Yeah, we're a couple. There might be some candy questions.
The last 500 most popular candies.
No, you know what? For the it's been a while since I have put together a Weird News Challenge where there is no multiple point answers.
I have a chance.
Five questions, all worth just 1 point. So maybe we'll have a tiebreaker.
We'll do better in these games.
So.
That's what you do really well on, Skip. Yeah. Clean up questions.
Yeah. Multiple choice questions kill me.
I do well on the questions that I'm actually
you do.
Trying.
You do.
So
you're a star.
Listen to that.
For people who don't know what the Weird News Challenge is, I don't know how that's be possible. You must be living under a rock for the last couple of years because it is America's favorite game show. Typically, it's questions about weird news that is happening, you know, in that week. But we sometimes do these special editions around holidays or other things, and so that's why this week is going to be all about Halloween. If Skip Weber wins, do you know that you're 19? You're sitting
right
at 19.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, so you could be at 20.
We cannot let this happen, boys.
Yeah, Chris is at 11 and Trish is at 10. You three are the only
for a long time.
You're the only three people that have double digit wins. And like I said, Carl won the last 2 weeks, but he is going to be judging today.
Woo!
So he can't continue his win
Carl's
streak
always
yet.
Always judging.
Yeah, that's right. That's a fact.
Don't judge Carl.
He really is. That is such a true statement.
Let's test the buzzers before we get started. Chris Arps. All right. Skip Weber.
Boo.
Oh, boo. I like it.
Boo.
I like it.
Halloween buzzer.
Trish.
Halloween edition calls for a Halloween buzzer.
That's a good one.
Bloop.
Bloop. Bloop. All right. Sounds good.
Very imaginative.
Katie Fitzpatrick rule not in effect. You can buzz in anytime you want. Five questions, all worth 1 point, and a tiebreaker if we need it. Here we go.
All right.
Weird News Challenge. We can report Weird News Challenge, episode number 57. Question number one. The website candystore.com just released its annual study on the most popular Halloween candy in every state. What was this year's most popular candy?
Snickers.
That is incorrect.
I thought I had to be aggressive.
What was this year's most popular candy in Missouri?
Boo. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Would you like the whole question?
Yeah.
I saw the map. That's Illinois in.
Hint?
Is that in the question? That's all right. It's in the question.
Okay.
And it's mine, so I'm back sorry. Off. You
the website candystore.com just released its annual study on the most popular Halloween candy in every state. It was this year's most popular candy in Missouri? Hint, it has a very astral-sounding name.
Milky Way.
Oh,
that is correct.
The hint gave it away.
That's why it's a hint.
Over everything else, you like
I saw
Milky
that
Way
map.
Missouri?
There were some really weird ones.
There were some really weird ones with
what their favorite thing is.
Yeah. I agree.
I agree.
I think Reese's Peanut Butter is Illinois.
California was candy
corn. I saw
that
map. I had that on there. So.
Ew, really?
Question number two.
California candy corn?
Yeah.
Question number two. According to the same study, what was Illinois' favorite candy this year? Hint. This is a great example of alliteration.
Boo.
Mm-hmm.
M&M's.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
According to the same study, what was Illinois' favorite candy this year? Hint. This is a great example of alliteration.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Blue Pelton's guess. I don't even get it. Skittles?
Nope. Incorrect.
I'm not going to embarrass myself.
Not going to take a shot?
Nope.
Just pick a candy. Any popular candy. No?
Kit Kat.
That is correct.
Oh, darn it.
Carl would have been Carl's point if he was playing.
Dang.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Within two, in what year did the Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett reach number?
1962.
On the nose.
Wow. Impressive.
On the nose.
We'll give him a round of applause.
Within two, in what year did the Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart? And it was 1962.
I didn't even attempt. I just looked at him, waiting for him to.
Did you know that
in.
Or did you guess?
Yes. I had a pretty good feeling for it. I wouldn't have bet anything on it, but I.
But within show two, six, within two, you
62
knew
with a lot of confidence.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. Two more questions to go. Question number four. What famous magician died on Halloween? Chris Harps.
Houdini?
That's correct.
Oh, yes. Wow, that's the first question I've answered in weeks.
A point, by the way.
Punched in the stomach. He was punched in the stomach. Yeah.
What famous magician died on Halloween 1926, and it was Harry Houdini? Here we go.
All right.
We are, well, I guess if everybody misses it, we could.
All right, so this is it.
This is it. Everybody's tied at one. And this is the last question.
All right.
So unless nobody gets it, we're going to have a winner here. Here we go. Final question of the Weird News Challenge Halloween Edition.
Okay.
2019.
I'm ready.
What Midwest state produces 5 times more pumpkins than any other? Trish Gazelle.
Iowa.
That is incorrect.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
What Midwest state produces 5 times more pumpkins than any other state? Chris Harps.
Wisconsin.
That is incorrect.
All right. So
don't say it so quickly. I almost think I may have.
I'm so happy about it.
Tease me.
Skip's either going to win or we're going to our tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with Indiana.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
we are going to
amazing.
Do you know what it is?
Michigan.
It is not Michigan.
I was going to think Michigan, too.
Illinois.
Missouri. Is it really?
Oh. Oh.
Illinois produces 5 times more pumpkins than
three-way
any
tie.
Other
state. Yeah.
Three-way tie. This is exciting as it gets,
it
ladies
is.
And gentlemen.
I got to use the bathroom. Can we hold up for a minute?
All right, here we go. According to a recent survey,
wait a minute.
There's no buzzing
in.
There's no buzzing in.
Okay, so what order do we go in?
Let's see. So
A for Arps.
Skip has to go first, and then Chris, and then you.
Okay.
Because that's the order, and nobody won recently, so that's the order of wins.
Right.
No, it's the order of wins. Skip has the most wins, so he has to go first.
Okay.
It's
fair.
And then you have the second most wins.
That's fair.
So you go second. It is fair.
All right. No pressure.
Here we go. According to a recent survey, what percentage of Americans pretend to not be home when trick-or-treaters come to their door on Halloween? What percentage of Americans who are home
I will go with 28%.
Okay, Skip is in at 28%. Chris,
step it back to the mic.
I'm going to go 29%. 29%.
29%? Trish will go 27.
I'm going to go 34%.
Nope. I was going to say that, yeah.
Trish is going to go 34%.
Drum roll.
Please.
Drum roll.
Skip Weber wins with the first pick, 18%.
Now, I want to tell you that I strategically picked 28 because you got to go higher than that. It's so much less. But I thought it was a low number. So I thought, where is it going to be a sweet spot?
What should I have done?
I'm thinking to myself, you have to go higher.
28.
You've got to go higher than 20. I mean, you're going to 100%. You can't sit there. You got so much more eyes. I'm glad he went one above.
I thought one lower too.
I thought you would go 30. I thought if I was Trish, I would have gone 30.
Just to take the rest up. Right.
And 34, very close. That's what I would have done. But I thought, man, it's got to be a low number. So.
I'm that's so mad at myself.
Yes.
Great guy. Useless trivia.
That is
so funny. Seriously.
So he's at 20 wins.
That's 20 wins.
20 wins.
20
congratulations.
Victories.
Thank you,
very impressive.
Thank you.
We all hope to
and
win
to get to win the tiebreaker in a three-way tie when
that's
you have
impressive.
The first guess.
Yes.
That is the odds stacked against you.
Why didn't I go lower?
Because it didn't make sense to go.
I would have went 27. If I was her,
really?
I would have went 27.
Because you thought it was a low number.
I would have taken everything low. And
because
it's so small.
How many people really ignore it?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I agree.
That's what I
agree.
All right.
Well, we start ignoring at 8:30.
Oh yeah.
But nobody came after that.
Right.
And I will say we had more trick or treaters than ever. I'm telling you, the word's out with my candy.
Yeah, that's good.
The word's out with my
candy. That's good. We had a good year,
and
but the weather hurt us.
Everybody had jokes.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody had jokes. They should.
Right.
But in Colombia, it's not done as well. But I make it. I have full size candy bars, and you get two.
Full size, wow!
You get
not
two?
The giants, but you get two. You get like the size of this. You know the
nobody
the,
gets yeah, full size.
That is full size.
That's
decent. And you get to pick two.
Wow!
But you have to have a joke.
Yeah.
And I've pulled it away when people just start nope. Give me the joke.
Have a joke.
Give me the joke.
I love it.
It gets a little bit more every year.
That's
and
great.
One person even I've been doing it for 10 years at that house.
Yeah.
One person even longer than that even, but as far as making sure the exact thing. My mom told me I would need a joke.
That's good.
So even with the cold, I was really happy.
Well, that's good.
That was an exciting game.
That was an exciting game.
Especially when you're in it.
Congratulations, Skip Weber. 20th
victory. Thank you.
All right, we've got another segment to go. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Skip Weber's going to stick around. You should too. And thank you, Trish.
Yep, thanks.
Be back with more on the Weekend Report. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
I missed that one. Yeah. I'll admit it.
Right,
I was terribly off on that one.
I'm going to give you a copy of the song and you can practice it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome back to the Weekend Report, 97.1 FM Talk. Coming off an exciting edition of the Weird News Challenge. If you missed it or you want to hear it again, we've been talking about the new feature on the Radio.com app. It gives you a chance to rewind live radio while you're listening. Just another reason to download the Radio.com app. It's free already. You can stream the station 24/7. You can download all our podcasts off of it. And now you can rewind live radio while you're listening, which is another really cool feature of that app. Make
your
sure
phone's
you go
a DVR.
Check it out. Exactly. That's exactly right. Skip Weber sticking around for another segment with us. Tony Colombo, Chris Harps, Carl Middleman in studio. Carl, tell people about the Twitter poll that you are conducting now.
Well, if you follow me on Twitter @_CarlTheIntern, I'm doing a sleep study next week. But I'm doing the Mark Cox Morning Show on Tuesday morning. I'm sleeping at Washington University, and they're trying to see if this sleep aid actually helps with Parkinson's syndrome. So I'm gonna be all studded up, and there's gonna be sensors on my head. But since I'm doing the Mark Cox Morning Show that Tuesday, I'm getting there at 11:30, and I'm not allowed to fall asleep. Normally, if I do the Mark Cox Show, I'll take a nap during the day. Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to do that. I can't sleep until the evening. So I'm there from Tuesday 11:30 till Thursday at 3, and they want me to sleep normal hours.
Mm-hmm. So on Wednesday, so you'll get there at 11:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
And then you'll stay up and do whatever.
Right.
They'll prep you and inject dyes, whatever they're doing.
All of that.
And you go to bed at 8 o'clock.
And in the evening. I normally go to bed around 11 o'clock, but doing the Cox Show, it's going to be insane.
So then the next day you wake up at whatever time you wake up,
right.
And then you sit around all day.
I'm sitting around doing nothing.
At the clinic or whatever until your time to go to bed again.
Mm-hmm. So you need
help.
To pass the time, I'm going to binge one comedy and one drama that are out right now. Mm-hmm. And the dramas are Black Mirror, Twin Peaks, The Umbrella Academy, and Mr. Robot. Mm-hmm. That's on USA.
Never heard of them. Never heard of them.
USA, Showtime, Netflix. Two of them are on Netflix. Okay. The comedies are Big Mouth, that's on Netflix. Afterlife is on Netflix. Fleabag is on Amazon. And The End of the Effing World is on Netflix as well.
Never heard of them.
A lot of them are based on graphic novels.
And you're going to watch?
Chris Arps, have you heard of any of those shows?
I have not heard any of these. And rumor is that Carl snores and his wife is sending him to a sleep study so he can get a sleep apnea machine.
That is also true.
That's what the real story I hear.
But whatever people vote on is what you're going to watch.
Yes, I'm going to watch one comedy and one drama. So Twin Peaks, you've heard of that.
Yeah.
That was on Showtime.
Right.
And it was on ABC back, 25 years ago.
Right. Exactly.
And so they, David Lynch and Mark Frost came back and they did something 2 years ago and they did 18 hours of stuff and that will keep
me
awake.
Did you like the original one?
I thought
it was just a little bit weird.
But
I like
it's David Lynch.
Wasn't it supposed to be weird?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, let me just give you a little pet peeve of mine right now about television.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Every single show now, everyone, with very few exceptions, now requires you to watch them in order for you to know what the heck's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Not Black Mirror.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
But
what I'm saying
is
it used to be the day. Okay. Yeah. Let's look at Starsky and Hutch. Starsky and Hutch.
You
didn't have 10 minutes of every hour relating to Starsky's personal life on an ongoing serial that if you don't watch it every week.
There was no through line.
Yeah, there's a through line to everything now. Law and Order for years had no through line. Now it's all a through line. The whole show is it's not even fun to watch.
That's a good point.
I've never really paid attention to that.
Some of those are entertaining. A lot of them are still entertaining and well written, but can't we just have episodes?
You know what?
That
really frustrates me. That is exactly right. And that frustrates me about things because sometimes you want to get into something.
And you can't talk.
But you're like,
you can't jump in the middle. You have to start at the beginning.
You can't jump in the middle, and you think to yourself, gosh, I just want to maybe watch a show every now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
If I want to get into this, I got to make an investment of my time.
I'm going to start this show on the third season, and after two excruciating weeks, I'm finally caught up, and now I'm fine.
Yeah.
And in the fourth, the fourth episode of that third season, I'm going, and then the big cliffhanger is some guy from some season one shows up at the door. And I don't know, and every other fan of the show is going, oh, my gosh! I'm going, who's that?
I agree.
What happens.
So, give that Twitter handle one more time so people can
Smart marketing, but it is annoying.
@ Carl the intern. Vote. It's going until Sunday, so you have all night to
help Carl out. Right. Help Carl out. What's happening to Weber Chevrolet?
New month. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
November
is going to be. Look. This is the clean-out month for 2019, Chevrolet has decided. So we have giant things on every 2019. And you know what we have a lot of 2019s left of, especially, is Impalas. We have a lot of everything. But Silverados is always tons. You know, mm-hmm. But the discounts are huge. We never talk about Impalas because Chevrolet doesn't have – Chevrolet rules that segment. By far the number one selling car in the full-size car market is the Impala. So they don't advertise it. And at the same token, they do not incentivize it. So about twice a year, they put big rebates from Detroit on the Impala. This is it.
And it's a little bit bigger than a Malibu.
It's decently bigger than the Malibu, but you still get 30 miles per gallon. It's my favorite car to drive as a demo. I love them. So many people have migrated into crossovers. If you haven't done that and you have a family, or even if you're just driving yourself, it's such a luxury car. It's just an amazing car to drive. Love it, love it, love it. That's going to be a big, big focus this month. So the 2019s and the 2020 Equinox. I got a lot of 20s on all brands, but the Equinoxes have giant incentives on them. This is literally, they're making up for losing sales and losing production during the strike. They want us to come back and order a ton. Chevrolet only makes money when dealers order from them. So ordering our normal amount will not make up the money they've lost. So they are putting some stuff out there so that we sell, that they want, that, you know, sell more to close this year out, and it's definitely going to work. I mean, it's going to be huge. This is literally a ridiculous time to look at new Chevys.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
Skip, what's the 2020 car that you're most excited about?
Well, there's a new Vet. So that's
okay for
be
the
amazing.
Normal person.
Like,
so
like a full.
So there's not a lot of the Blazer is brand new for
I
19,
love that Blazer.
And so that's neat.
Those are cool.
They're
man.
Very, very, very cool. So the 20 version of it is not much difference, but it's going to be fun to have it. Mm. There's not much difference for anything else on the 20s. Yeah, so I can't say.
But the Vet is
the
like
Vet's
a total redo.
It's eighth. It's Series 8. Yeah, it's it's the eighth series. Engine is in the middle, like Ferrari and Lamborghini.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which gave Ferrari and Lamborghini a lot of power. Here, let's talk about this. Corvette has won the 24 Hours of Le Mans for 20 years. I mean, they dominate the European cars no matter what, okay? Yep. Now you're taking that car and putting the engine in the middle, like their strength, strong point.
Right.
How much more awesome is it? I mean, it's going to be amazing. That now, I've never driven it. They say they have more leg room, which is cool
for
tall people.
Yeah.
But I fit great into a regular one, but still.
Right.
It's really, really going to be neat. And we've sold most of ours already. They're not here yet. We have a handful left. We haven't even started ordering, but they're all sold.
Do you guys have a 20-year financing option for that?
No, but
Ally might
100-year financing.
We actually have 8 and 9 year. I mean, the standard is 5 and 6 year. Right. No, excuse me, 7 and 8. We have 7 and 8 year
financing.
20,
though.
Yeah,
that's cool
for a higher price vehicle. So,
want to remind folks, of course, you need to tune in to the Saturday evening rock show from 9 to 11.
Yeah.
And then after that's over with and you're ready to go to bed, make sure you change your clocks.
It's daylight saving time, by the way.
We're going back to standard time.
I know, but people always say it's daylight savings time.
Oh,
it's daylight saving time.
Oh,
yeah.
No S on the end.
Dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I am dreading it.
So
tomorrow is going to be the worst day of the year. It's that first time where you look outside at 4:45 and it's already dark outside and
people showing up late for church.
Let me ask you that. So
yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So if they decided to get rid of that, go back to one time, which would you rather have? Summertime
standard.
Daylight savings time become the standard time.
Yeah.
That's what I would
I agree with you.
What we're in now.
What we're in now.
We're about
but it's
to
still
lose.
Getting dark at 6.
I
yes,
know, but now. But
that's better than getting dark at 5.
Exactly.
That's what it is. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
But what about when people say, you know, well, it's lighter in the morning for the school kids at the bus, and that's the
and
positive.
The farmers.
I drive my kids to school.
I don't care what they say about
it. I don't care either. We got the street lights. No, I hate the time of year where I wake up in the morning and it's dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
I drive home from work and it's dark outside. The only time it's light is when I'm in
see it through the window. Yeah,
is when I see it through the window. Exactly.
It is. There's nothing worse than
I know
coming home.
I get depressed.
I come down the stairs. I'm going to leave a little bit early. You know, and it's still dark outside as I'm driving home.
I get depressed. We only have a couple minutes left in the show. What do you guys think about the NCAA changing the rule? California did it. Now the whole NCAA is doing it, where you can pay college athletes.
I think it's a slippery slope that they will absolutely, absolutely, seriously regret in a big way. Yes, because it's not enforceable. Look, here's the bad thing about it. There's about 10 teams on football. And some of those schools have the basketball teams too. So add another 4 or 5 schools in basketball that will take this, and it's a huge thing for them.
Yeah.
Because they already get people, so they're already recognizable. So an Alabama football jersey or a Duke basketball jersey.
It's not the school.
But what I'm saying is,
the student is able to make money off their own image themselves.
But what I'm saying is, a student is going to see, I can make more money if I go to Alabama than if I go to Mizzou.
Yeah.
Okay? And so now,
you still got to get in. You still have to get in the program.
Yeah. That's a good point. How many people have to make that decision?
That's a terrible point, because here's the thing. A blue chip guy that Mizzou's trying to get that would change their program around will get into Mizzou's football program. Their football program wants them back.
But I think what Carl is saying, and I agree with it, is how many people, if they are already going to go to Alabama, right now would go, well, I'll go to Missouri instead. They're probably already going to go to Alabama.
But my point is this becomes becomes a recruiting tool for the blue bloods that are already successful.
Yeah.
And the people like a Wichita State on basketball or a TCU on football have just lost something to recruit against Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Alabama. There's no question.
I don't want the kids being paid or anything like that. But my thing is, it's America. I have a hard time telling somebody, a grown adult, 19, 20-year-old person, that they can't take a picture of themselves and sign it and hand it to somebody for 20 and they get $20 and that be against the law somehow.
I agree.
It's your image. You should be if you
and
want
the
to
school
sign
to get that money.
If you want to sign an autograph and get paid for it, you should be able to do that in America.
If you're signing away your likeness and you're getting paid for it, then you should pay for your college education and give up your scholarship.
See,
even though you're on the team.
That's
some of these guys are going to be making enough money they can pay their college education.
Hey, you'll be signing autographs for money soon.
It takes the purity. This is supposed to be amateur. I know the coaches and the schools and all of them make
them being paid.
But I know they all make money and all
I
that.
I want it to be amateur. I don't want them to be paid.
I don't think they should be paid for playing likeness in video games. I don't think they should be paid for
I just think it's un-American to tell somebody you can't sign an autograph and get paid for it.
I agree with you 100%, but it bothers me that you've taken a relatively uneven playing field as far as recruiting and building programs and made it worse.
You got a 10-second tease for the Saturday Evening Rock Show? Tonight, 9 to 11?
Different type of theme. Really enjoy it. 4 new bands that we've never played before.
Oh, nice. Don't miss it. All right, we got to go. If you missed anything, get the podcast on the radio.com app, and we will see you back here next Saturday at 5 o'clock for another edition of the Weekend Report. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Peace.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.